Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha. As you know, today is the martyrdom of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, according to the more reliable tradition transmitted regarding this event. We would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and solemn day. As you know, the Lady Fatima was the, according to some accounts, the sole daughter of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. According to other accounts, one of the daughters of the Prophet, and also unanimously the most beloved of, you know, his children. You know, there are many traditions regarding the Prophet's love for her, her virtue, and, you know, as well as, you know, her great stature amongst all of the women of the world, as well as all of the believers. In this beautiful hadith, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra speaks about justice and its purpose, why Allah Ta'ala has encouraged justice. She says, Faradallah al-Adla, God Almighty has made justice incumbent, taskinan lil-qulub, as a source of tranquility for the hearts. Justice is one of those noble virtues that encompasses a lot of other virtues under it, under its fold. If we want to be pious, we have to be just. If we want to be knowledgeable, we have to be just. If we want to have patience, we have to be just. Right, so justice is, you know, something that is a necessary requirement for all of these virtues. In a similar tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been narrated to have said, justice is sweeter than honey, softer than butter, and smells more fragrant than musk. But more important than, you know, the knowing the effects of justice, we should know the qualities of a just person. These are more important. And the Prophet Muhammad said the following regarding this: he who treats people in such a way that he never wrongs them, and speaks to them, and never lies to them, and when he makes a promise to them, he never breaks it, such a person is perfect in his valorous qualities. His justice is manifest, and it becomes obligatory to consider him as one's brother and prohibited to backbite him. These are the qualities of a just person. And these are those qualities which actually lead to that tranquility that the Lady Fatima alayha salam was speaking about in the tradition that we narrated for you today. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at justice and its consequences in the words of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha. Once again, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most solemn day. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد